Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Newsmakers Podcast. We're coming to you from the AHR Expo. We get to spend a few minutes with Miranda Berner with Berner Air Curtains. Miranda is in charge of marketing and is part of the new product development team for Berner. Thanks for joining us, Miranda.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Can't help but ask, I noticed the connection on the Berner. Is there a connection there, or you started working for the right company?
I just started working for the right company.
Wow, what are the odds there?
Yeah, pretty crazy. No, I used to work for my mom, and that was pretty cool. She ran the company for 33 years. My grandfather started it in 1956. And now we had an ownership transition in the next generation, and my siblings and I now own the company.
Okay, that's great. Obviously, it's air curtains, right? So I want to kind of dive right in. What's an air curtain? What are they used for? Just kind of educate me a little bit, if you don't mind.
What is this contraption? basically, it's a box with motors and fans in it. And then you mount it over an opening, such as a door. And it blows air down across that opening, creating a barrier out of air so that warm air stays on one side, cold air on the other, but you and I can walk through it. It also does chemical-free insect control and it helps keep out fumes and dust. So there's many applications for it, whether it's a shipping and receiving door or a drive-through window or a front entrance, a main entrance to a hotel or a restaurant or a supermarket. Okay. Especially supermarkets where there's a lot of high traffic, foot traffic, and the doors are always open. So we're doing energy conservation.
Okay, great. And obviously, you know, our audience is HVAC contractors. What does this all mean to them, and what kind of conversations should they be having that's going to help them in their business in this area?
Right. Why are we talking about this?
Right.
Well, a couple of things. One is... HVAC contractors are the ones that do the install, and they put it all together, right? And they make it real for the engineer, the architect, and the building owner. But the other thing is whenever there's a problem or a perceived problem, the contractor is called back in and saying, you know, they get the, it's too hot, it's too cold, the system's not working, my air handler's not working. And a lot of times that's not the case. It's that the front door is open or the back door is open, and you're losing a lot of treated or conditioned air out of it. So for a contractor to be able to give this simple solution, because they're perceived and they are the expert of an air curtain, saying, you know what, let's try an air curtain over this opening. The doorway is open. All that conditioned air is escaping. But you want the door open. You want people to be able to walk in and out. The air curtain allows that. And it's easy. It's an easy after sale for the contractor.
It seems like some low-hanging fruit that's able to, kind of help solve the problem and help put a little extra money in their pocket, right?
Exactly.
I want to talk a little bit about design, too, if you don't mind, and where Berner kind of factors in there. Obviously, there's a perception of air curtains. What are you guys doing with the design to either reinforce or change that perception?
Okay. So this is one of my passionate areas around air curtains is... So for years, the engineers love it. They love the air curtain. They understand the concept. They work. We use the Air Movement Control Association, AMCO. We have them third-party verify that our air curtains do what we say they do. So engineers are on board, and they like them. Contractors tend to like them, too, because we try to make them super simple to install and operate and all that good stuff. But the architects... They don't want these metal boxes over their beautiful front entrances, main entrances. They put a lot of thought into design of their hotels and retail and restaurant spaces and hospitals. So what we did is about 5 years ago, we went and met with different industrial design firms, and we did a whole process of coming up with new designs that architects and interior designers like. And in the last 3 years, each year we've been coming out with these beautiful, high performance, quiet air curtains that answer a lot of the objections that the architects and the people in charge of the experience of the space were objecting to.
Okay, great. Also want to talk about the green movement, right? That's kind of everything in HVAC. Yeah. You see it moving to green.
Just kind of pretty awesome.
It is, isn't it? Just curious where air curtains fall into this major trend in the industry.
Okay, so here's what's cool. Air curtains have been around since the 50s, and it was a missionary sale. And then with the green movement in the 90s, when that started, really kicked off and started and looking at buildings, people started to understand why you would want to save and conserve energy and why you would want to have buildings that are comfortable for the building occupants, how that affects people's health and well-being, as well as reduces the carbon footprint of the building and all of that good stuff. So air curtains, just by their nature, they save energy and create healthy, comfortable environments. So the green movement has been pretty awesome for a company that's been a missionary of it, and it's in our own little way for over 60 years.
Great. So. Well, Miranda, really appreciate you taking the time. If people want to learn more about the company, about air curtains, what website should we be sending them to?
Oh, burner.com. B as in boy, E as in elephant, R-N-E-R.
All right, easy as that, right?
Yep.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kyle.